We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Chief of Department Terrence Monahan has just announced that when the curfew begins in the city tonight at 8 p.m., there will be no vehicular traffic allowed south of 96th Street in Manhattan, with the exception of residents, buses, and essential workers. But right now, protesters are out by the thousands in the city. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon joins us from one of the protests on the east side. Kevin.
Linda, right now I'm right in front of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, and this is just one of the more remarkable moments along this protest. There's a line of nurses standing outside, clapping as the demonstrators walk through, and you can hear the demonstrators cheering right back, chanting thank you, showing their appreciation, as this is a number of groups coming together to share their frustration, their outrage at what they saw in Minneapolis with George Floyd, and many of them reminding those on the sidelines, this is about more than just George Floyd. It's about countless others, Eric Garner, Breonna Taylor, others, so many that they named throughout this demonstration. And this demonstration stretches back for at least 20 to 30 blocks. It's weaved in and out of the city. Last time I checked in with you, we were along 27th, we're now on 67th. So that gives you an idea of just how far they've marched. But again, one of the more remarkable moments along the route, as we see a line of nurses outside showing their appreciation to the demonstrators and then getting it right back. Linda.
WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon on the east side of Manhattan. We're going to go up to Chopper 880 right now to Tom Kaminsky, who's keeping an eye and taking a look at these protests from above.
Linda, the demonstrators converged from several points onto First Avenue. And as Kevin mentioned, they are stretched back way back from about the area of the lower 50s, right up here towards 72nd Street. The front of the demonstration made a right turn on 72nd Street and has made a left turn on York. So they are at least the lead portion of this is northbound on York Avenue. We'll be keeping an eye on the FDR Drive here. That at this point is open. Lots of southbound volume getting down toward that area of the 59th Street Bridge, which is very congested. But again, at least a 15 to 20 block stretch of demonstrators here along the east side. We're live over First Avenue and York Avenue. I'm Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
And we'll continue to cover these protests for you from the ground and from above right here on WCBS. Well, after another night last night of looting and unrest in the city, should the city be looking for outside further help? WCBS reporter Rich Lamb heard from Mayor de Blasio directly about that.
When I asked Mayor de Blasio whether he believes the National Guard will be activated and whether the city needs their numbers, he left absolutely no room for doubt, declaring,
"We do not need, nor do we think it's wise for the National Guard to be in New York City."
The mayor argues,
"When outside armed forces go into communities, no good comes of it. We have seen this for decades, go back to the 50s, 60s with the civil rights movement on through all the way up to today. People who are not trained for the conditions of New York City, they're public servants. I appreciate them deeply, but they're not trained for the circumstances."
As de Blasio put it, the officers of the NYPD have been trained incessantly to act with restraint, but says a member of the National Guard called up from any part of the state doesn't have that particular training, doesn't know our environment, but is carrying a loaded weapon. The mayor concluded, "That is a bad scenario." Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, last night's unrest in the city has Governor Cuomo questioning the effectiveness of the NYPD and the leadership of the mayor.
The scope and damage of the looting and vandalism was stunning.
Look at the videos. It was a disgrace.
The governor has offered to send in the National Guard or state police, but de Blasio has declined.
My option is to displace the mayor of New York City and bring in the National Guard.
Now, he says, is not the time. Still, Cuomo feels police didn't get the job done, in part because of ineffective tactics.
You know how you stopped looting in the past? And have you stopped rioting in the past? Do that again. Whatever you're doing differently now, stop doing it.
The governor says criminals are hijacking the demonstrators' message. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
And let's get a check of our weather forecast now, heading over to the Weather Center to meteorologist Craig Allen.
72 right now, Linda, and temperatures, depending upon how much sun is getting through the overcast, you could find 70 to 75, but you will see 60s out east across parts of Long Island and Connecticut, not just because of a breeze off the ocean, but because it is pretty solid overcast, and there are some showers out to the east as well. That moves away. We go dry, stay dry for the next several hours, but then later tonight, there's another chance for a few showers. Wednesday, partly sunny. It is much, much warmer. Highs jumping into the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around during the afternoon into the evening, and then partial clearing Wednesday night. Thursday is a warm day as well, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm late day or at night. Thursday's high, 82-85. Once again, right now, it's 72.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.